The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report, folks. I am your host, John Statmiller. And this network is called the Republic Broadcasting Network. The name of the show is the National Intel Report. And y'all get that down there in Langley, did you? Would you like me to repeat it? You know, I started something years ago that nobody else would do. And that is to give you the date of the broadcast at the beginning of the show. Now almost everybody does it. The reason I did it is this is a record of what has been said on this network. And if they ever come after me, meaning the federales, and they'd be dumb if they tried a court action, which they haven't. But, you know, that's next to death. Can't get you, they can't intimidate you, they can't threaten you, they'll try to indict you, and they can't do that, indict you like a ham sandwich, or whatever, and they'll just eliminate you. Andy, it's been an interesting ride, and I'm here to tell you, my friend, that this is a stellar day for me. Because I was able to speak to somebody that was in a position to know far better than myself that what I've been doing my entire life, I've been doing the correct thing. Do you know?
Well, hey, John. Hey, you need to applaud yourself sometimes. You need to just go in a closet or something and give yourself a big applaud. Yeah,
why? Because if I ever start believing that I'm great or this, that, and the other, that's the end of me. And I should push myself back from the table and away from the microphone. And again, you know, if you think I'm all of that, great. Vote for me with your dollars in this pledge drive because we're still $5,000 short.
Well, and if you were here in person, I'd hand you $1,000 right now, but I'm not going to mail you $1,000 cash in an envelope in foil because it won't get there because I mailed you $50, and you usually thank people for the money and stuff. I never heard anything like that, so I don't know.
Well, I'm hit or miss, and Andy, I'm kind of hit or miss on that. It's not always been a complete list. I just wanted to acknowledge that the people that I had there right at hand that I could, you know, if I picked up the mail and the donations were there, I would thank them.
Well, hey, but my guess is it didn't make it to you. That's my guess.
I wouldn't assume that. No, I would not assume that. As a matter of fact, why don't you speak to Julie, my part-time secretary? Hopefully she's going to be going full-time here very soon because I'm going to really need her more than ever into the future. But call and ask Julie Monday. I'm sure she could track that down. Are you seriously going to send me a donation for $1,000?
I would seriously send you a donation for $1,000 if I knew it was going to get to you. Yes.
Well, send a money order. If we don't get the money order, you go back and you make a claim for it and you get your money back.
Well, I thought about that as well, but my worry is that somehow it's still. I'm a cash guy. You've talked to me before. I work for cash. I make cash. I would seriously send you $1,000 if I knew it was going to get there.
Well, go put it in money orders, something that you have a receipt for. If we do not receive it, you can go back and make claim to reclaim your $1,000.
And then how do I know you didn't receive it?
How do you know that I didn't receive it? You tell me when you send it. You're in Texas. It should take no longer than 2 days to get here. If we do not receive it at the end of the second day, we will call you.
Okay, well, I'm on foot. I'm in Lubbock, Texas. I'm not near our entire place, so it may take more than 2 days, but I will send you $1,000, boss.
Andy, you have my undying gratitude. You really do, because it is people like yourself that believe in what we're doing and where we're going that's the reason why we're still here, hanging on by a thread, it may be. It's a little threadbare, a little bit worn for the worse, but still here. And when Andy, let me just finish. And that we have some people right now that are lined up that are going to come in and really help with the cash flow situation in this network. You know, this is all I've ever wanted. I've always said, I am a happy man. I'm not interested in getting rich. I'm not interested in cashing in and making myself a little comfortable because I climbed in that closet that one day and yelled, how great am I and what I've done. I've always, and people mistake this. They don't think that I have enough humility. They don't know how humble I really am. But to balance that and to keep myself from going crazy, I added in a certain amount of anger there. I've added in elements for pure survival, period. And the people that really do know me, Andy, I'm a softy. I am a softy.
Well, sir, I know you're a softy because I've hit your high notes before when I've talked to you, and you still allow me on your radio station, so I'm quite humble about that. But no, I mean, without RBN, I'd be a lost soul here, okay? Because you guys tell it like it is, and you have some of these off the wall kind of radio shows and stuff that they don't seem as professional as John Stadtmiller's show or the Mike on what really happened and stuff like that, but you have these other guys, and they really get to the root of things, and it's a real pleasure to call in and talk to these people. I mean, this is something that the world needs. You're a platform for people to get their voice out, and that's what I was saying. You just let this guy, this asshat from Florida, he came in, and he said all these derogatory things, and I've heard him before because I've been listening to the show for a while, and but you allowed him to say his garbage. And he's totally ass backwards on everything that he's been talking about. If there's any network in the entire world, it's RBN that has exposed any kind of Zionist, Jewish, whatever perseverance over our government and whatnot. So,
and Andy, this is what it really weighs heavily on my heart to watch other broadcasters and other networks or whomever go the Muslim, let's hate the Muslim way. Because the very people, as I've said this before, the script was written, everybody's in attendance at this play, we're well into the third act, the play's almost over, and the guys sitting in the back row are just laughing their asses off. The ones that literally wrote the script.
So, do me a favor, you're in Round Rock, Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
Give me the address, if you would. I hate to do it on the air.
That's okay. RBN, and this is for any of you out there, if I've moved you 1 inch off of your miserly spot today, you can use this address as well to send in that long overdue. You know, I read a sign in a bar one day. Some pay when due, some never do. How do you do? There are people out there, Andy, that have the ability, without breaking a sweat, to send money to this network and support, but they're informational sponges with the attitude of, well, if it goes down, somebody's got the same information or kind of, you know, I'll just move over to them. I'm just a freeloader. I'm a free rider.
Well,
RBN, let me give you the address. RBN 2251. Two words here, Double Creek Drive.
Hang on a second, my pen broke down. Double Creek Drive.
Do me a favor, after you're done with this, throw it out.
Gotcha.
That's one thing people never do. They'll always put it back in their pocket or put it in their desk drawer, only to run through the same aggravation again.
No, I got it, though. It's working. Okay. RBN 2251 Double Drive.
Double Creek Drive.
Creek. I missed the creek. Okay.
Hence, I said two words. Double Creek Drive, number 302. Do you know the address, or do you want me to say this, Andy? You got to shut up long enough for me to get this out so other people can hear it as well.
Let's go, John.
Okay, RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. And you're correct. Round Rock, Texas, 78664.
78664. Okay. Hey, John,
I'm just going
to tell you, I run around the country and I do floors and whatnot. I did just lose my job because this guy, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I don't have an entire amount of money, but I have some money. I will send you $1,000, boss.
And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen with that gift that you give this network. It's going to come back to you tenfold, my friend.
I hope so.
It will. Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. See, that's the kind of stuff that keeps me humble, right there. Right there. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Great show today. And Andy, you're still listening? I listened for a couple of years, and I'm not in a big financial position, but I sent $50 like 5 months ago to the network. I was driving to a job, and my cell phone rang, and it said Texas. And I thought, well, why is Texas calling me? So I picked it up, and it turned out it was John Stettmiller. And he was thanking me for my donation. So I promise you, he will keep track of this. He will keep track of you. And he is your friend, and that's just for Andy and from Mike in Colorado. The reason I called you, John, I believe one of our big problems is through media and through all the manipulation and through all the stuff that you cover all the time, humanity has really forgotten that this chain of action goes from God, Creator God, to you, to the government. And they actually believe there is a human authority over them on this planet, which there's not. And our founders put that really clearly in the Declaration of Independence. I would read it to you, but I understand you know it, and most of your audience knows it. But if we can remind these people that there is no human authority over you unless you give it to them, we can change that.
And, you know, I don't know if you were listening the other day where the guy, what was the guy's name, Mike, that called in from New Jersey? Was it Fred? At any rate, Dave? The guy that claimed to be an atheist.
I heard him.
Yeah, and Mike, it was fascinating for people not to understand. And see, people understood this, that the principles of the Bible, those Ten Commandments, was what was near and dear to the founder's heart. You know, and it wasn't an accident that they came up with 10 amendments to that Constitution. Just there are the 10 laws in the Bible. And good laws, common sense, common law, if you will. And there's a lot of people out there that do not understand, and it used to be a time in this country. A lot of people weren't Christian. They didn't go to a mass. If they walked into a church, it might have been for somebody's funeral, if ever. But we had an instinct about things years ago that you leave well enough alone. Just because you don't believe in it, just because you're not a part of it, they understood and recognized it was good, and they wouldn't do anything to sully it, to dirty it up, or decry it. Times have changed.
Well, sure, and we know the communists have changed that through media mostly, especially through the internet and through all the stuff that people are absorbing. And it's I understand why you lament the fact that that's changed. But unless and until humanity remembers that there is no authority over them other than their creator, they're going to continue to follow these idiots into these places that cause all of us so much grief. And for the people that want to opt out and just wait till it crashes, well, they're just retarded. And I hate to use that word because I love the developmentally disabled. And that guy in Florida or who hounded you for 10 years, he's retarded too, because they can't recognize that they're God put them here to do their thing, not let somebody tell them what to do. It seems that simple to me. Am I wrong?
Well, you're right and you're wrong at the same time. Rick Asshat in Florida, either he's a man of very limited intelligence, or that's why I kept asking the question, who do you work for? Because nobody does this for 10 years straight. And if the message is understood, that's why I read that email, that you don't walk into their wheelhouse, because you're going to get your lights punched out. There are ways to do things and expose things, and I'm not going to pick up somebody's little neo-Nazi flag, or I'm not going to pick up a Christian identity flag with let's just kill all the Jews. I can sense the evil from that, from here.
Right.
And if you think I was kidding, Mike, I just relayed the story here. We had the elders of the Christian Identity in Michigan, that they had been after me and hammering me and tugging at me and going, you know, yeah, you need to join the Christian Identity Church. And it finally got so bad. We had literally gone out to the range. I brought my guns in. I was working on my last one. The .45 had it broken down, and I was cleaning it. And there were the elders all standing in the kitchen, nobody else. Me seated at the kitchen table, them standing in the kitchen. And I looked up at them and I said, I'm going to tell you this right now, and don't think that I'm kidding. I said, I'm going to reassemble this weapon, pop a clip in, chamber around, and I'm going to start dropping you assholes. Excuse my French. No apologies. I am just recounting what I said. If that offended anybody, I am sorry. That room cleared out before I got the clip in. Never to be bothered again. And I have noticed this over the years. I've seen this repeatedly happen. That the membership is rife with federales. The membership is rife with people that report directly to the ADL or Southern Poverty Law. One of them by the name of Mark Pitcabbage. Remember that name, Mike?
I do.
The militia watchdog. I used to have conversations with this guy, big fat dude. And he was an ADL. He's reporting, paid for, and reporting directly to the Anti-Defamation League. And it used to tickle me to no end, because every once in a while I would call him just to test his waters and see what he was going to ask me. and it got cartoonish after a while, and I broke off all communications. I can study the ways of my enemy, but I'm not going to stick around too long because some of that crap might rub off on me.
No kidding. Well, and like Chris Hinckley likes to quote Samuel Clemens, show me where a man gets his corn pone and I'll show you what he's doing. Right? Where's the money coming from?
Yeah.
And just as a quick aside, I respect and appreciate and thank you for your integrity on your broadcast. You showed it today when you talked to that asshat, pardon the language, but if anybody ever questions you, they have no ground to stand on, and I appreciate personally what you bring to us. The last quick comment, if there, and I know the feds listen to you
every day.
If any of the feds will call you today, I will give $100 next Friday when I get paid. I'm serious.
Now, now hold on here, Mike.
Go ahead.
Now, do you actually think that you're going to call out to the feds and say, call in, and you're going to allow them, they're going to allow you to put $100 in my coffer? They're trying to figure out how to take another $100 out of it.
Well, but, you know, there's got to be one of them, like you or me, who would just do it to see if it would really follow through.
Now, you know what? I don't want to have a heart attack today or a brain aneurysm. I think I'll pass.
It's out there. If a Fed will call, say they monitored, and say they don't even have to talk to you very long, just admit that they're listening.
No, I want them to do it on an agency phone right from their desk today.
There you go. Me too.
All right.
Right, Mike, on, brother.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Hopefully he won't wait for the Fed to call in and he just sends the $100 next Friday. Sometimes, folks, you got to laugh or you'll cry. We all been there. We all done that. We're all human. We're all in this damn boat together. The good ship Statmiller.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do me a favor, Mike. Look up what a Luddite is. I am not quite sure. Person sent me a cash donation, $60. Just copy it and paste it and send it. Did you put it up? A person opposed to new technology. Okay. Ah, now I understand. Dear Mr. Stattmiller, just a small commendation from the Luddites here in your audience who listen to you on Global Star Satellite from a small satellite dish we bought from Rick Satellite, a great gentleman who has talked us through installation, then repair from lightning damage over about $200 to buy it. That kept us from signing on to either internet, cable TV service, so you're once again sending a $60 donation. Tonight we particularly enjoyed and learned from having Mr. Salente on as your guest. No whining, emotionality, repetitious, etc., just info and intelligent discussion. Yeah. These are the main programs we especially value on Republic Road Warrior Chris Hinckley, Vincent Finale, Parker's Pathways, Rick Adams, Deanna, Michael Rivero, Jimmy Kelso, Dr. Deagle. He really needs to let his guests talk. Yeah, Mr. Deagle needs a little tweaking. Possibly with a call on your... I'm sorry, I cannot read this. On your other shows, they might set a timer. Each would only get so many minutes. It could be more valuable and enjoyable for listeners and yourself. Please keep... giving a snail mail address. Luddites, maybe. A larger group of listeners, supporters, than you may think. Best wishes, the Luddites. Now, that's precious. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Thanks for taking my call. I've called in just because I only really, really woke up. I was following all this stuff through, you know, Rush Limbaugh and that kind of thing back a long time ago, but I really didn't start waking up till 2005, scratching my head, looking around, thinking I was missing something. And kind of the blinders came off early 2006. This is one of the biggest things I've ever seen with this Senate Bill 720, and I've not been on the Internet since I really started finding out about it, so I still almost find it hard to believe. I'm like some of you guys, I think you're pulling my leg. This can't be real. This is the Guy Best, you know, the anti-boycott bill against Israel, and from what I understand, I've got two guys right here in my area, Tom Tillis and Senator Richard Burr. He's pretty much of a big shot, I think, in D.C. They're both signed onto it, and I see the Democrats are signing onto it.
Seriously.
And this is totally on its face against everything this country is supposed to stand for, anti-constitutional, you know, First Amendment. These are heavy penalties. They're going to send people to prison for like decades
for criticizing Israel.
Yeah.
Frank, hang on a second. I'll let you talk here. But this is what I've said during this conversation today, that it's not enough that they started and they are the New World Order. It's not enough that they've debauched and ripped off by way of interest, and I'm talking about the international bankster gangsters and all their tentacles operating in all these countries. The fact that they are the communists, that in fact that they do control this White House, our Congress assembled, the news media, and just about every damn thing else. It is only those that are afraid of the truth that will try to protect their lives by taking your very life from you if necessary. Frank, hang on one second. I've got to take this break. 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention.
We are back. Hang on a second, Frank. I want to thank Stephen in New York. New York. I just went to the mailbox during the break, $500 donation. This will come back to you 10 times. Probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks, you're going to run across $5,000 you didn't expect coming. Watch what happens. and Mike in Colorado, he called in, and he's not going to wait till the Fed calls in. He says, because the Feds are too chicken, capital S with a hit, to call. So you phoned in a $100 donation, and thank you. And Ray in Cleveland, $50, thank you very much. Frank in North Carolina, you woke up in 2006. You were doing the Rush Limbaugh, I'm sure Sean Hannity, or anything else that looked, comparatively speaking, more conservative than other rap trash that's out there, right?
Oh, yeah. My attention was diverted to what I only knew then as the liberals, people that seem to want to tear societal fabric away and tear the country down. And, you know, I mean, I was kind of still, actually, I was a neocon. And I was watching Fox News. I was traveling a lot. First thing I did when I get to the hotel room is I flip through the channel, find out where Fox News was, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity. I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh for probably 15 years. Every lunch hour, if I could get to my car, I'd go out and eat my lunch in the car or whatever.
And, Frank, what finally flipped the switch?
Well, I could I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on that, but what it was it was Ridge. What was his name? The director of Homeland Security.
Mr. Blockhead, I used to call him. Tom Ridge.
Yeah, and, you know, every, you know, weekend or holiday, you know, it was like, be afraid, be very, very afraid. The elevation threat risk is up. There's terrorists.
Oh, that's right. Fox used to put their little threat meter up there, didn't they?
Well, that's only when I watched pretty much. Now, I used to watch Lou Dobbs, and now I started kind of scratching my head looking around. I started watching Lou Dobbs, and he was having all these guys on that were watching the border, and they were volunteers. I forget what the group was. I think it was some guy named Chris Wilcox or something like that. They had volunteers that were pilots, and they would, you know, they weren't going down there to confront really the people coming over the border. But they were going down there to bring awareness to it and document it. Mm-hmm. And they were showing all these people coming over the border, and there was nobody there. So it was obvious to me, and the Republicans kept saying, we're going to do something, we're going to do something, we're going to do something, we're going to stop it. And there was this...
Frank, you're rolling too fast here. Hold on. For clarity here, when you say nobody was there, you mean Border Patrol or ICE?
Right.
Okay,
right.
All right.
There was no one to stop them,
right.
Security-wise, but at the same time, so that was incongruent. That was inconsistent. I knew that there was some kind of game being played here, and there was this theater going on between the Democrats and the Republicans. Well, we got to do something. You know, we're going to do something. The Republicans, oh yeah, we're gonna secure the border. And I mean, that went on for years and years and years. I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, they could have done it by now. Why are they still debating on whether it should be done or not?
Because they had to. They had to set up the program, Frank. They had to allow the trash into the country to set up the illegal operations so we could bring us more of a police state just for your protection, Frank. Doesn't that make you feel better?
But I realized, oh, exactly. Yeah, it was the Anti-Patriot Act. I figured that out later, and that's the way they work a lot of that stuff. Whatever it is, they call it the opposite. But, I started thinking, wait a minute, they're not the least bit concerned. And, you know, you hear a story, they're finding prayer rugs and Korans out in the desert, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I realized, man, they're pulling something on us. They're not the least bit afraid of any terrorist, any jihadis or al-Qaeda coming in here and committing terrorist acts. I said, there's something different going on here. And somebody woke me up. I don't want to get into who that was, unfortunately. But anyway.
Before we ramble any further on here, at which point did you discover this network?
No, to be honest with you, I don't really recall because.
Was it 6 months ago? Was it 6 years ago?
No. I listened for a while. I listened to a couple shows, sometimes on the weekends, and then I was really caught up in some other shows at the time. I was probably locally here in my area. I'm known as InfoWars Frank. You can call the local radio station. It's one of the oldest stations in the country. Ask them, do you know anything about some guy named Frank at Forest Frank? Oh, yeah, everybody knows me around here. And I told them, do not call me that. I told them years ago, quit calling me that. They call me that no matter what. I was like one of the biggest advocates of InfoWars.com. I was putting it out everywhere.
Let me ask you a question again. You were the biggest proponent, and what changed?
And I let him slide for a while because I said, well, you know, they'll wake up. You know, he's not really telling the truth, but it'll be kind of a good primer. And it'll get them curious, and they'll figure it out on their own that he's not really telling them everything and that kind of thing. And so I let it go for a while, and then I just couldn't do it anymore. I was like, no, dude, I'm not associated with him in any way. He's a businessman. You know, he's in it for himself. He sold out. And I truly believe if you sell out a little bit, it gets easier every time. And I think maybe that's what happened to him. But, you know, you had a caller, was it a year or two ago? And he called in and said, look, I used to work out with Alex Jones in the gym back, you know, when he was first getting started on cable access.
He didn't call in. I had a personal conversation with him on the phone. He reached out to me. It was not on air.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I remembered some guy calling in one time.
Well, at any rate.
Yeah. At any rate, he said, look, Alex Jones was always obsessed with, becoming famous, going to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
that was always his big thing. And this, you know, he thought this was his way to go there, to get there.
Yep.
Because, you know, he's ugly as hell. And, I mean, how else is he going to go? He had to make
his Jewish hooker girlfriend doesn't think so. There's something that she finds nice about him. Whatever that could be is, I don't know.
But anyway, my main point, though, you know, I heard a guy on a radio show last night, and I was so thankful I heard him. He said, look, you know, we've been monitoring, you know, InfoWars, and they've not mentioned this Senate bill at all. And I'm like, man, this is like one of the biggest things that's ever happened. If this was Ireland or even Saudi Arabia or anybody, I mean, he'd have David Knight on it, and all everybody would be working, and it would just be all over the place. It would be one of the lead stories. They'd be talking about it all the time. But because it's Israel, there's not one freaking mention over there out of anybody.
Well, what did you hear me say, Frank? Have you been listening long enough that you heard me one day?
No,
Frank, take a breath. Take a breath.
I missed
The one day that I got on air and said that, look, this might be the last program that Rush Limbaugh ever does. But if he would do a program on the bankers and who they are, talking to, at the time he had over 600 radio stations and millions and millions and millions and millions of people to listen to him. If he would come out, I rest assured that would be his last show. But if Rush Limbaugh really wanted to do the country and every true patriot in this country a favor, he would get up and expose the Federal Reserve. Because
he kind of did. I was home from work one day back in it was around January 9th of 2009. I was standing in the kitchen eating a sandwich very quickly. And I had Rush Limbaugh on for some reason, because I never listened to him at that time. But for some reason, something told me to turn it on. And he went on, have you ever heard that rant by, what's his name, James Corbett, about why 9/11 is a lie or something? You know, he just runs through it for like a beginner, just a kind of a primer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, Rush Limbaugh spoke for 2 or 3 minutes, and it sounded like something from RBN. I mean, he didn't get into a lot of details about who or what, but he did. He talked about the Bilderbergers, the elites. He said, you'll never know who these people are. They run everything. The president, the Congress, that's all ceremonial. They have nothing to do with anything. They do not work for us. He went through the whole thing, went to a commercial break. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, wow, where's he going with this? Because I'd listened to Rush Limbaugh for 15 years.
And he came back and didn't say another word about it.
I figured it was some type of a strategy he was using for some type of negotiations for a contract renewal or something. He said, look, you guys don't give me what I want. I'm going to go legit. I'm going to tell the real truth. But not one caller asked about it. Well, you know, I mean,
listening to Rush Limbaugh, if that's the only show that they were listening to, what the hell would they tie it to? And why would that make any sense to him if he goes on a rant for 3 minutes, then comes back from commercial and doesn't mention it again? It's like, what the hell was that? But I don't even care enough to even call and ask, what the hell were you just talking about?
Well, you know, I guess if you think about it, they probably couldn't have got through because the call screener was probably told don't take any calls on this. But you're right. I think it probably did go right over most of its head. They didn't even hear it.
Well, I can guarantee. Look, Frank, I'm going to have to end this call because if not, I'm going to have to make you a co-host, and I'm not going to do that. But suffice to say, my friend, you've been kind of edgy with me in the past. If you remember. This is why I ask you how many years you've been listening to the network, because, Frank, to be honest with you, there's a few times you called up with a major edge on, and I'm always was trying
I'm
to...
I'm an edgy guy.
Well, but that...
I've had bosses, a lot of bosses that have told me, they're like, man, you're edgy. You just never know quite what you're going to do.
Well, but this is friendly territory. I mean, look, people misspeak, people make mistakes. I have misspoken, I have made mistakes on the air. But generally, through reflection or somebody that emails me or calls me will remind me, hey, you know, you made a mistake. But, no, we all go through this, and I get that. But I always had a sense that, you know, that you would criticize.
I'm too much of a purist. Maybe, you know, Alex Jones criticized me. Alex Jones knows who I am. He told me, he said, yeah, you've been calling in, you know, picking at me for 10 years.
And 50 cents will get you half a cup of coffee and a train ticket to
hell. I got to say, though, Mr. Schoaf on the alternative media broadcast that recently switched from Saturday nights to a 2-hour broadcast on Saturday mornings, he's been talking about this Israeli thing with this Senate Bill 720 for some weeks. That's where I first heard about it.
Mm-hmm. I think I posted on a network. Hey, look, I've got to let you go, otherwise you're going to be okay, the last caller on this Friday. Yeah. But Frank, keep walking and talking.
All right, okay, bye.
All right, man. See, people must remember the number. You know, I didn't once put out the number to the network for donations, but people were calling in. What, did they have that written down? Well, just in case people forgot or they didn't write it down. And we are now officially 150, and that's 7,650. $4,450 away from our goal that we really need in here, and we need it now. Do you believe in us? Do you believe in what we're doing? Make it known. Vote with your dollars. You know, over the years, speaking of votes, people wanted me to go into politics. I don't think so. To go along, get along. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. Now, I would have torn the hides off of too many people with that temptation. Oh, okay, I'll scratch your back. Rip. Reese in New York City. Hello, Reese.
Yeah, good evening, John.
Hi.
I threw a little money your way a couple of weeks ago. I'll probably donate a little bit more over the weekend to help you out.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sorry, there's a little road noise over here. I was just sitting at a cafe, but I want to let you know my epiphany.
Not as bad as Andy sitting in front of his fan. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know what? You were talking about your epiphany, and I still am. I would still like to know what it was. If you're waiting until next week, of course, I'll wait till Tuesday. But I'll tell you what my epiphany was that really woke me up, because I was caught up, like most people in the truth movement, for many years. I go back to the days of Bob Grant in WOR and Jay Diamond and other people that actually put out a lot of good information, like AJ, but then throw in those lies of misdirection. And what happened is I dug a little deeper than the average person does. I did quite a number of years of researching different topics, and I started finding out that there were basically you were being led off the trail and deceived. Let me give you an example rather than describe it. Here's one that I woke up to. I would hear people like this Eric John Phelps. He's a major agent of disinformation out there. The Jesuits did it, right?
Yep.
I started going back, and I did with few people do that listen to these networks, and that is going back to the original documents and finding out what they said. And for instance, the comment that he would often make, the quotation from George Washington, that the greatest threat to this nation is the Jesuits. When you go to the original source, you'll find out that he said Jews. But this has been repeated on all the networks.
Yep.
And so I started going down these rabbit holes. I started finding out, for instance, that a lot of the people that are the front people, here's another one that they'll mention when they talk about it's the Italians behind the mafia. They'll even mention somebody like Wild Bill Donovan. You see, it's not Jews that formed the CIA out of the OSS, which was really a Lansky operation, Meyer Lansky operation. So they'll mention a big name. And, you know, I'm going to tell everybody out there to start looking into these names, because you'll find out that a lot of them were selected as in a premeditated way to misdirect the public. Now, the fact that Donovan's mother was very likely Jewish is not even the point. The point is they take one person and they put him out there, and then they misdirect you, thinking that it's that's the essence or the what's the driving force behind the movement. I look, for instance, remember all those years we used to hear that Senator Ted Kennedy was behind the 1964 Immigration Act. You know, we all hear it, we accept it. It must be those Catholics, those Irish Catholics operating under the Jesuits, and even Cardinal, what was his name, that they always mention
I don't know, but hey, Reese, we're running out of time here, so stick with the stuff that you can remember.
All right. right.
All right.
Anyway, my point is this. When you start really digging in, you're going to find out, for instance, when you look into who is behind, and I know you've covered this on the network, who is behind the Civil Rights Act. You're going to finding out people like Emanuel Seller and Javits were the authors of it, but they'll put a front man to misdirect you.
Yep.
All you'll hear on the Bob Grant program is that Ted Kennedy, that SOB. And so this is what woke me up, and I suggest that the listeners do the same thing. When you start hearing these people coming out, Jordan Maxwell, we don't have time to go into it. The other one from Israel.
I gave up on Jordan Maxwell a long, long time ago.
Well, you're one of the few.
I
heard him the other night, and I challenged the radio host to ask him a few simple questions because I know Jordan Maxwell's background. I researched him as well, and you find out he's basically a follower of this Alice Bailey and Blavatsky. Matter of fact, I believe Blavatsky was the one that he got the name from, Jordan Maxwell. It's not his real name. But the point is he's misdirecting people, and no one ever challenges these people, ask them a question. And I think they should be. If you're coming out, I would be open to anyone challenging or debating me. I've opened Eric Phelps. I would love to debate Eric Phelps on who is really behind the evil.
And isn't it strange that Eric Phelps was here? Mike, I don't remember if he had a show or he was a regular guest on somebody's show. I interviewed him a couple of times, and he started pulling this Vatican thing that they're in control of everything and everybody. And I called him out on it. All of a sudden, his little crew, and there was another guy that was in France at the time, both of them came out swinging at me. And it was the same type of diversion. You know, I'm not going to argue that it's going on, but you're wrong. These are the people who are in charge of it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would love to have a discussion because I've gone down that rabbit hole, and I've gone down very deep. I have original source documents that go back to people like Archbishop Spalding of Baltimore, and that, for instance, about Thomas Jefferson supposedly made another comment about the evils of the Jesuits, and it was all fake. What they did is they took over book publishing in the late 1800s and early 1900s, the way they took over banking. They took over book publishing, and they started scrubbing all of the original books. You could not find many left. For instance, that one that exposes the racial plan for America, which was in 1910, said that they wanted to promote blacks to positions of prominence in sports and entertainment to get them to start intermarrying with whites, so that would bring America basically into our plan of communism. All those books were gone. When they tried getting copies of them, their agents, which I think were operating through B'nai B'rith, we're scrubbing copies throughout the United States. So this is an organized effort. That's why they're so hard to, to expose, because they're operating.
How about this tie-in, Reese? The Carnegie Foundation and B'nai B'rith back in the 20s and the 30s, they were thick as thieves. And the educational stuff that they put out, and again, I invite you to tune in Tuesday. We'll learn more about this. And Reese, I've got to tell you, I appreciate what you do and your approach to this, because I basically took the same approach when I first started. You know, I was hearing this crap, and, I can let stuff go in one ear and out the other. Doesn't bother me, doesn't faze me. I've seen people that believe that Plato was the greatest invention of mankind. And then I see flat earthers, and then I just see people that are just flat crazy. And you take this all in. It's called life. Individual opinion, individual mentalities, whatever, stations in life, whatever the reason, give it a name. And I initially started out, and I started to get irritated. And the more that I got irritated, the more they would irritate me. The more that they would irritate me, the more that they would try to irritate me a little bit more. So I finally said, look, I'm going to prove you asshats wrong. And the more that I tried to disprove what they were telling me, the only thing that I did was prove them to be correct. Out of my arrogance and out of my petty little anger, I was going to show these people up. And the only thing that I was able to do is stand there and hang my head and twiddle my thumbs and go, you were right. I was wrong. Taught me a great lesson in humility. If you don't know that much and you keep running your trap, shut the hell up and open up your ears. But you, my friend, have taken the tact, Reese, that I wish other people would as well. If you don't believe it, okay, it might be too much for you. Okay, I get that. But to determine who's telling the truth, backtrack this. Don't take anybody's one word for it.
Can I give you one simple maxim?
Sure.
That I've learned is like an axiom. It's so true. Most people not only can't handle the truth, but they actually spend most of their lives avoiding the truth and trying to escape having to accept it, despite the fact of the evidence that is placed in front of them.
Yeah, you ever been married, Reese?
Almost twice.
Almost twice.
My mother raised smart children.
Well, I was going to make a very off-color joke on this late Friday afternoon, but I will keep that in reserve. Hey, Reese, thanks a lot. I appreciate you contributing to the show. And folks, there's a lot of bright people out there that don't often call in, and we encourage them because we want to encourage more germane and salient subject matter. So, Reese, thank you for calling in. He hung up already. That was it? I don't even get to say thank you? Okay. But I will say thank you to Dean. I just called in $500. Thank you. Thank you. That still leaves us, see, roughly 3,900. Let's just round it out to $4,000 short of our pledge drive. Please, folks. I'm getting tired of hearing it. I'm getting tired of asking. And we do have solutions moving into the future to find more funding for this network. Oh, by the way, just coinkydink here. The people that used to advertise on this network that had good products and just happened to be Jewish are no longer advertising on the network. And we did nothing wrong. Fulfilled our contract. Matter of fact, I won't mention New Manna Foods. Great tasting stuff. Very simple, down to earth, vacuum packed in those old military brown little things that you see, the foil covered thing, lasts forever. Very convenient. You need to boogie, you need to take some food with you. That'd be the way to do it. Whoop, they won't even take my phone call. They won't answer an email. It is like I didn't exist. And now that person has taken over the Joyce Riley program over on GCN. Just makes you want to go, It is not the Jews, per se. You know, it was very interesting. And we're going to cover this much more Tuesday. I'll be back with Ron McDonald on Monday. And then Tuesday, I don't even want to mention the name on air. We're going to save that. Be here Tuesday. And please, we got about $4,000 to go. Call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Hit the button number 3 on your phone. Talk to Mike. Make a donation. Or if you don't want to talk to Mike, you can still make a credit card donation by going up to republicbroadcasting.org, top of the page, right underneath the banner, because you can handle the truth. Hit the donate button. We accept most major credit cards. You don't have to be a member of PayPal in order to do it. I thank you. I thank you. And we'll see you Monday.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.